Some of Norfolk's medieval churches hold secret little bread ovens tucked away in a corner.
Bread holds so much symbolism. Seen as a basic staple food in various forms the world over, it speaks of sustenance, home, and satisfaction from hunger. Lammastide, as Shakespeare referred to it in Romeo and Juliet, involved feasting, celebrating the beginning of harvest and matchmaking. The liturgical festival of Lammas Day is about halfway between the summer solstice and autumn equinox. It was celebrated as Loaf Day in the Christian church when the first harvested wheat was made into fresh bread as an offering of thanksgiving. And a fundamental symbol of Christian faith is bread, symbolizing the body of Jesus, shared through Holy Communion as an important part of worship. In these COVID times, it is communion of one kind in that wine cannot yet be shared, so the bread takes on even more significance. Surprisingly, there is evidence of bread being baked in parish churches long ago. Throughout the Middle Ages, the Roman Catholic Church made their pieces of Holy Communion from wafers of unleavened bread. Today, the survival of these bread or wafer ovens is extremely rare. Yet here in Norfolk, several examples can be seen in some of our medieval churches. Explore Braidstone, Burnham Norton, Fellbrig, Mundham, Overstrand, Seething, Thorpe Abbots, Thrigby, Wicklewood, and Wolferton, and look for the telltale signs. The ovens took the form of a rectangular opening within the thickness of the wall, and the examples found in Norfolk seem to indicate that this was often within or near the base of the towers. The ovens were constructed from close-fitting stone or brick linings and an external flue. Before baking, the oven was preheated by a small fire at the base of the oven. When the fire has died down, the ashes were removed and the door shut to allow the bread to bake in the diminishing heat. There are signs of bread ovens at Guestwick and Wilby, but there is strong possibility that there may be even more yet to be discovered. Quite often they are hidden and unappreciated for the significant role they played. I wonder if it also provided a form of heating, something some of our churches might still appreciate today. And yet that ancient habit of baking bread in church still continues, albeit not necessarily in a church building. The Reverend Sean Tomlinson, a curate at Christ Church, Eton, shares her practice of bread church from her home in Hainford, 7 miles north of Norwich, and in church communities locally. Sean explained how it all began. During a phone call with my eldest daughter, I came to hear of bread church, a fresh expression of church which started in Liverpool, which could be extended and adapted to different groups of people, with amazing potential for building community by drawing people together through the shared experience of bread making. We have always been a bread making family, so adapting this concept to fit a variety of groups with differing needs seemed very doable. And so, Bread Church for Mums and Toddlers was born. We met twice a month at the farm with its big kitchen and engaged in this miraculous process of bread making. We found our own personal rhythm within the process and watched in wonder how it began to mirror the bread making process. The delight of passing the ingredients around the table melted barriers caused by the unknown, and as people chatted and relaxed, mixed and created dough, laughter and encouragement flowed. As the dough proves, a sense of community begins to develop, and waiting on the dough becomes a natural pause for refreshments and reflection on the prayer that Jesus taught us, or a poem, or the afternoon daily office, while children play, colour, or have a story. Filling the tummy gap was easy, as pizza seemed like a natural step for lunch. We learnt not to tear the dough in the stretching and moulding process, a bit like God not breaking a bruised reed. We spoke of the yeast, working through the dough, and how the oil, like the oil of gladness, helps us to have a smoother dough. While the pizza cooked, we took time to shape two loaves, one for ourselves and one to give away. The second loaf being our invitation to ask another to come and join us in this sacred time of making and breaking bread. One of the most precious aspects of Bread Church is its adaptability to any group. From the young at heart to the young in age, there is such a sense of wonder as we make bread together, celebrate and reflect, bringing God, Jesus and Holy Spirit into the center of it all. Jesus is often known as the bread of life. This potent symbol lives on in the history of our local buildings and through the practice of its Christian fellowship. Barbara Bryant is the Communications Officer of the Diocese of Norwich.